flying 4OVQ.
VQ, KN4CHY, go ahead.
I'm just figuring, you reckon we gonna get wet?
I don't know. I guess that's not for us to know for sure, over.
I've been trying to keep up with it, but I can't actually tell. Not the way our weather's acting over.
Yeah, we started out, we were supposed to get a bunch of rain, and it's rained twice here, two separate days, and I bet we didn't get a half inch combined, over.
I'm still thinking. I think I told you I'd be there at 5:30, right?
What statement? I bet we didn't get a quarter inch combined. Yep, I think that's what we're going to go with.
Well, I just wanted to kind of touch base with it. I text Bill, asked him he'd go, and which I might hear from him next month and say that I didn't see y'all. He don't never give me an answer right then, though.
Yeah, I don't remember where he had a table out there. Yeah, I don't remember where he was at up there. I remember him at other ones, but not there.
Don't do one there. He sure don't. He just walks around at that one there, but I know the last time we went, we didn't see him. And, so I don't know. It just, you know, I'm like, well, I'm on cross-band repeat. That's on me. I failed to say that when I checked in, but I might take this one with me if I got a talk-in preacher. I don't think I'm going to take DMR because I ain't going to be sitting around talking, but I don't never remember hearing nothing when I have took them over.
Yeah, that's the only one I got for an HT anyway, so I'll have DMR. Don't know that I'll use it.
I don't figure I'm going to take the hot spot, do all that. If it ain't us talking or one or two or something like that, man, I'm surely not going to be doing it at Ham Fest. I might take this one just so I have an HT with me, but I don't know. But I just basically want to touch base. You know, just make sure I told you the right time. I'll probably leave out of here about 5. It'd take about 25 or so minutes to get to your place. Now, I figured it'd work out just like what's always. I just hope we ain't gonna... You know, when this thing first started out, me and Debbie was talking about it the other day. It was showing 74 degrees and sunshine. Of course, they still... If I look up Stone Mountain or whatever, it's not but like 26% rain, blah, 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 and 72, 73 degrees. So, who knows, though?
After that, it says it's like an hour and a half there. So, yeah, I think still it really won't take us all that long to eat and all. So, yeah, should be good.
Well, I just want to be sure that I'm just sitting here. I've been talking to my sister and Debbie a little bit, but sitting here watching Andy Griffin as always, though.
Sitting here pretty much watching my phone as always. I ain't even got TV on.
TV on? Lordy mercy. You know, sometimes where I watch it before I dawn, I have it on because Layla likes to watch Gunsmoke and all this kind of stuff. And I know she likes Andy Griffith, so even I've been in the radio room. I was in there, and I said, well, I'll try it for you because you said you made me on this one all the time. So that worked out pretty good. You answered, though.
thinking about that. K-N-4-C-H-Y, by the way. Wasn't even thinking about that, because, yeah, you know, you said, well, you said you're on crossband, too, so I don't guess you necessarily have to be in the radio room, but you, I guess you are this time.
Okay, I'm on crossband repeat. I'm only for old Gazoo FT-60, but I figured I'd come on back in here. My phone was in here, and I said, well, I'll go back in there just so. I like using this instead of just sitting in there. At least I can look at TV. I understand. I can multitask a little bit. I'm seeing the same thing on Andy Griffith as I probably seen 40 years ago, but I still do it openly.
Probably seen it 40 times across those all those years, too. I know I probably have. Yeah, and I kind of like the DMR for that, too, to be able to just roam around with an HT and anywhere and still be able to listen and talk. That's pretty handy.
Exactly. So, I've been well happy with that open spot four. I guess got a lot too, and I figured it out on my own. I can't keep depending on people, so I've been well happy with it, and every time I get on it, I check each one of where I do C4FM or any of it. I go through each one of them to make sure everything is still working correctly. And, but you know, I think I told you about this on that Carson radio. On this one here, I had to put it on Talk Group 9, not the radio I'm on, but I had to put it on Talk Group 9 on that TYT, but on that Carson, it just automatically was there anyway, so I didn't have to do anything. I said, well, this is going to be one radio. I can't change on the fly like I can the TYT, but I didn't have to, though.
Pretty nice, and I don't know why that is. Seems like you'd have to have it on 9 on that one, too. Yeah, that's really weird. I'm not sure how that's working.
I don't either. I know I have to change that TYT and go to Talk Group 9, but it always stays on there. But I can just... There's no way to change freaks other than being in the program with that carousel, but I can turn it on. And then it don't matter if I can do C4FM, it'll go to that. Everywhere I change the open spot to, that automatically picks it up. So I said, well, doggone, that radio I got's working now. So, as far as digital or DMR or whatever, so I'm real happy with that. Over.
H-Y, yep, yeah, that's pretty decent. I'm still trying to figure out how that's, I'm not even sure, but yeah, good you got them all up and running. I've got my HD sitting here. It's face down on top of the little chest freezer. I hadn't even turned it on tonight.
Roger, N4OVQ, crossband repeat. I don't know what made that happen. I know for a long time. I mean, I didn't even try it. I got on there. I said, well, I don't see no way that I can go to Talk Group 9. I don't know, but it works very well. It's a solid radio, but I still use the TYTs most of the time. That radio seems to be a little bit heavier, but it's also a little bit bigger. So I always end up in my hand with a TYT. But sometimes I'll sit in here and reach over and grab it over.
It's like the size and the weight of that radio. It's really a nice, solid radio. I sure ain't seen nothing out of them around. I think that one that you got over there is about the only one I've ever seen, over.
And this, you know, it uses the same mic as a Motorola, so it, naturally I don't use it. But I've tried to look that company up so many times. I'd like to have a cover to go on the side of where the mic goes if you're not using it. But I just can't find enough about it to... I don't know if one is a cover up Motorola work on or not. I don't know. They gotta be if it's the same thing that goes on Motorola, maybe I can look under Motorola and just order the cover for one of those and it fit on this because the mic does, though.
Fact, I heard Dave W4DJW say something about he wasn't going because last few times he's been, he's just walked around not buying anything, but that's something you could put on your buy list, is walk through one of those guys that's got all the Motorolas and see if they got one of the covers. Might be able to get it for cheap just to see if it works.
Good idea. That's a good idea. I'll keep that in mind. If I don't have it in mind, remind me of it. Here a while back, I was fooling around with all these changing from different antennas, you know, on the DMR radio, blah, 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 so I could use different antennas. And I run across one way, I said, okay, I need one of these. Well, naturally, I done forgot what it is. I might recognize it once I get over it, but just a little old, stuff like that is the only thing I'm interested in. I'm radio poor. You know, I wish I could, I'm willing to give some of these, I might have told you this, some of these, both things away to where new hams get them. I can't remember who I heard that was doing that on 610. I just don't remember. But if you had any of them that you wanted to donate, they were going to go out to, you know, little young fellas won't be ham operating, they'd have a radio. And I can't remember who it was, but I got too many of them. I mean, I don't use them. I don't use them. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll figure out something about that one day.
Break in there in case somebody did know something. And I'm like you, it seems like I've heard somebody talk about that here too, and I can't remember who it was or what the situation was. But yeah, it'd be better for somebody to get some use out of them instead of them sitting there collecting dust over.
And I remember, you know, somebody on 16, I just, but that's been a while back, and I have no idea. I'm just trying to figure. Well, when I say radio poor, I'm talking about all together. You know, I got five HF radios. I can't listen to one of them, but the Bofanes, I don't know. I think I got four or five of them, and I don't use none of them. I might want to keep one of those little, one of the first ones that came out. If I wanted to have a little communication, if I could, and it also got the FM radio on it, I might want to keep one of those, but I don't remember who was doing that. But I don't guess it's a big deal. If somebody hears this conversation, might hear something over.
And I've still got one of those in my junk back there. It was one of the VTEC ones that they came out with that was like 5 watts. 8 watts, or it's probably more like 6 or 7 actually, but it's in the same form factor as the old UV5Rs. But yeah, it's just in a box in there somewhere. Hadn't used it in ages. I guess ever since I've had DMR radios, I've just used them for analog and, you know, of course, whatever I've got for a base here. I need to look and see. I think there was a way to do crossband on this Kenwood. I hadn't really looked into setting that up. That would be... I usually have it one side running 610, the other side is doing APRS, but it would be nice to have the crossband repeat functionality also so I could use the HD out and about.
Well, the one I was talking about, I got a couple. Let's see, let me look here. I got three of these UV3Rs. And one of them is orange, just looking red. And I got the chargers with them and all. Then I got the UV5s. I got two of those, and one of them I got the longer battery on it and all that kind of stuff, but I don't use them. Every once in a while I'll turn one of these little UV3s on, but I think I would keep one of those. Anyway, we'll see.
I've got one of those long batteries on mine too. In fact, I bought it when I bought the radio. Yeah, going back to the Hamfest thing, I ain't looking for nothing either. I'm just going to kind of window shop through the ICOM display and wander around and see what else is there. But yeah, same kind of thing. Always picking up some antenna adapters. There was a guy in that first building on the right last time that had a Kester solder, so I'm going to probably try to hit him up first thing, because it seems like he didn't take credit cards or anything. It had to be cash, and I didn't have that much cash with me, so I think I'm going to be prepared to buy me a roll of solder while I'm there.
2 or 3 years ago, me and you went to the Spartanburg or Spartanburg Hamfest, whatever it was, and I bought one of those soldering iron little stations where you can turn it up and down, blah, blah, blah. That thing went out on me last year or the year before. It didn't last no time. I don't even have a soldering gun now, so I don't even know if I want to buy another one or... I don't do that much anymore. I know next year I'm going to buy me another 6 through 40 antenna bow. And probably another run of coax, because something went wrong. I mean, I can do 20 meters as far as doing FT8 and FT4. I can only do one band on it. The rest of them just won't work. I don't understand that, but I feel like either the coax, I don't know why it work on one band on the rest of them. I don't get it, but I ain't the smartest cookie in the world neither. But I ain't never had issues like this one, so I figure I'll just get me another Carolina Wyndham 6 through 40. That's the only room I got here. I don't even have my auto tuner hooked up anymore, because it won't do that antenna. So anyway, by next summer I'm going to do something different over.
For CHY, do you have like a isolation balance on it, like a 1-to-1 on it?
It sure does.
What happened to mine, the thing ended up being full of water. I had to replace it. I went to move it one day to, that was before I had coax buried, and went to pull it up so I could run the mower down beside the house, and I thought I heard something when I picked it up. I went over there and shook that ballon, and water sprayed everywhere, and I mean, it was just splat full of water.
Well, I probably need to let the thing down and do that. Just shake it. Let's see. I'm not worried about the wires coming off of it, but if the thing is looped in and just, you got to go inside of it to even try to even undo me. I just say, well, I'll just get it another. It ain't like you can go to the left or right side and unscrew a screw and take the wire off. I figured the ballon went bad or something, or it could be my coax bad, but it still works on 20 meters just fine. And the tuner will do it just fine. Go to 40 and try to do FT8, and it just knocks everything off. Interferes with interferes with the TV. It turns my blame surround sound on when it ain't even on. Just all kind of weird stuff. So I figured I'd just give me a note, and they were about, I don't know, 89, not over $100 for a Carolina wind on 6 through 40.
For CHY. Yeah, I was talking about on the bottom of the feed line. I've got a 1-to-1 ballon on mine. Yeah, the ballon up top is 4-to-1, right?
Yeah, mine's got a ballon. You know, your feed line hooks in the bottom of it. It's 6 through 40, blah blah blah. One wire's like 20 something foot, the other side is like 40 something foot. Then you got the balance. They something definitely wrong. And I got more coax, which I hadn't tried. I really hadn't tried nothing about it. I just couldn't figure out why it worked so good on 20 meter and it quit working on any of the other bands. The radio tuner won't tune it, and my MFJ auto tuner won't tune it neither, but it will on 20 meters. It just won't do it on the rest of them.
I know what you mean, but yeah, what I was saying is I've got two ballons. I've got the 4-to-1 ballon up top of the dipole, and then there's a short piece of coax, I think it's 20 foot or 25 foot or something like that. It was sold as a vertical radiator, and then another 1-to-1 ballon, and then the main coax going into the house. Over.
I only have the one ballon, and that's up there where they're coming off each side of it, and your coax hooks in. That's all I got. That's all I've ever used. And it was so much simpler back in the day. I just make me a... I thought about it today. Do away with the ballon, just make me an antenna for 40 meters and use my tuner and tune it on 20 and just do 20 and 40 and just don't worry about it because back in the day I was on 80 meters and I could basically use that to do any of the bands with the tuner that I had back then. Wasn't auto tuners back then. But I never had any issues, so I'm just trying. Or just put me one up for 40 meters and just be on 40 meters all the time and not worry about the rest of it. I'm not worried about doing countries no more. I done got my DXCC. I done worked all states, did them on digital and all that. I'm not really worried about all that. Just to sit and have conversation over.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing around with some homemade antennas like that myself. Pesky job gets in the way a lot. I wish they'd just do something about that, but they ain't done it yet.
That last dead, but my mind got off on the first two or three words. What'd you say?
Just saying, I'd like to try some of the homebrew antenna stuff like that, but something about that pesky work. They need to do something about it, but they ain't done it yet.
Bird, I missed the pesky work. I think I didn't get that on the first go round over.
Yeah, they expect a return off of their money they fork out to me, so I'm a little bit obligated to that. Kind of grown accustomed to a roof over the head, food in the stomach, so I'll keep at it for, you know, about as long as they'll have me, I guess.
So, but I know back in the day, boy, I had a good time. When I first started off, I was on 80 meters from the get-go. I don't know why I ended up doing that. Well, another ham buddy of mine, I met him. I'd been to Florida and seen him, blah, 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 and he ended up in Franklin, North Carolina. He worked on a couple of radios of mine. And me and him and another guy down in Venezuela, we used to talk a lot, and but Lord, it's been so many years ago, neither one of these guys are even here anymore, but that's where I learned a lot from, but I might give me another antenna. I mean, I go in there and listen on every band, everything good as far as that, but I just can't do no transmitting. Like I say, I got that 962 MFJ auto tuner, whatever it is. It'll tune 20 meters and that's it. I don't know what went wrong. But anyway, I'll figure it out one of these days. Not a big deal, like I say. I did work all States Digital and voice, and I did the DXCC, did both of those. That was my goal to start with. My goal was not to work all the countries or any of that. It was just to do that. I did it, and I did some of the, what you call it, the 13 colonies, I've done that twice, then Route 66, I've done all that stuff, and that don't much interest me anymore, but every once in a while, I just get on there and say hey to somebody. Oh.
Even turned my HF radio on in a long time, not even for digital or anything. I don't know why, I just hadn't been in the mood when I'm there at radio to do it. So, I guess you'll have that. Anyway, I'm going to get off of here. It'll be starting about a half hour, so see if anybody else wants to get in too prior to the net. We'll see you Saturday morning about 5:30 over.
Crossband repeat. Alright, keep if I don't know if I get on tomorrow night unless they do something were to happen or something, be on way. But yeah, I'll see you at 5:30. Might even be 25 after if I leave here at 5. It could be 5 minutes either way. But won't be no big deal. We'll just do our usual and regular thing. And have a good night that way, and I'll see you then. KN4CHY, N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
Good night.
good hearing from you, and we'll holler at you if nothing else Saturday morning, if not more, in 4OVQ, KN4CHY. Hear and listen.
I was going to say, if I bring this radio here, which, you know, I can be on 610 if I can hit it, I'll holler at you on the way, or so you're not, well, I don't know, we might have summed that up a while ago. I said I wasn't going to take a DMR radio or nothing like that, but just to holler at you on the way, I mean, you'll have probably one of them on, maybe, over.
Usually on when I get up, well, you know, not on work mornings because ain't much need to, but yeah, on weekends, as soon as I walk in here, I'll usually turn it on. You still got the mobile in the car?
No, but I got it fixed to where I use it with the, I got it hooked to the antenna on the trunk lid for that blame FT1D doing APRS, but all I have to do is put an adapter on this radio here, hook it to it, and it'd be the same difference. That's what I'll do. I'll fix that thing up tomorrow evening, and I'll just bring this radio, take my little rubber ducky off of it, hook it to the car antenna. I'll do it that way, over.
All the work, I just didn't, I wasn't sure if you still had it in there. I hadn't paid no attention to it in a while. But yeah, I'll give me a shout. I'll probably have it on. Anyway, N4OEQ, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listen.
I'll holler at you, KN4CHY and 4OVQ. I'll be clear, cross family 50.